Because I know that you wouldn't sacrifice an asset as valuable as Nolcor out of the goodness of your heart.
Well, with the initiative and their sizable business out of the picture, paring down is what's best for the company. And if it promises to hasten the recovery of your long-lost son, all the better, yes.
Forgive me if I find this sudden generosity rings about as true as one of your campaign promises.
Speaking of broken promises, 34 more letters today.
It seems that every orphan born in 73 is trying to lay dubious claim to the throne. What are the chances that your real son is in this mix?
Also dubious. Call out a mother's intuition.
Well, best of luck to Mr. Ross, then, as he chases down your wild goose.
Ah, perfect timing.
This is the Nolcorp transfer agreement.
Now, I know it was your first acquisition, so letting it go may be...
If I weren't good with it, I would have vetoed the board's decision.